It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Oh.
A long story?
No, just a busy weekend.
Okay, well, that's good. I know you were cleaning out ice off your driveway and all kinds. I saw you busily working. Every time I drove by there, you were doing something this weekend. So,
you know, I was busy with house work around the house and running around and...
Yep.
Yeah.
It's never done, is it?
Sore.
Yep. Well, did your favorite team win the Super Bowl then, or were you pulling for the Eagles, or didn't you care, really?
I don't like the Eagles.
No, I don't like the Eagles either. I don't like their fans. There's
downright nasty people.
So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, so I think that's good. I was glad Kansas City. I was pulling for them, so.
Yep.
So, football season's done.
Yep. They're starting the U.S. football league.
Well, I suppose that, yeah.
But check it out.
Pretty soon we'll be playing baseball again pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm hoping, I wonder if it's like arena football or something.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran here, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 4, Joseph John Heinzen. Joseph was born on April 7th, 1928 here in Madison, passed away on September 2nd, 2013. He entered active duty in the United States Army on September 6, 1946 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged just shy of a year and a half later on February 21st, 1948 at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. He was a clerk typist with a 7071st headquarters company and headquarters battalion. During World War II, just at the end of World War II, after all the victories, and he earned the World War II Victory Medal, and he was a marksman with the M1 carbine. So we thank you, Joseph, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about the VA's budget. Looks like they got the biggest budget they've ever had, and you're going to tell us a little bit about how that's going to impact veterans.
Yeah, the Disabled American Veterans, Matt Saintzing, wrote an article on DAV's website on February 6th discussing the proposed VA budget and how it's going to help all veterans and their families. Last year, Congress sent several DAV championship bills to the president's desk, including the historic expansion of benefits for veterans exposed to toxic substances, the PACT Act. But another sizable legislative package enacted in December includes dozens of other provisions that will touch the lives of veterans nationwide. The $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, which will fund the federal government through September, increases the Department of Veterans Affairs budget to over $303 billion.
That's a lot of money.
The agency's highest budget ever. According to Senator John Tester of Montana, it's our responsibility to take care of the men and women in uniform who took care of us in protecting this country. And that starts by ensuring access to the care and benefits they've earned with this bipartisan package. He's proud of the Senate that came together to pass a full-year funding bill that'll help make good on that promise, including to our toxic-exposed veterans. Part of the increase in VA funding reflects an uptick in veterans' demand for claims and services under the Honoring Our PACT Act, which expanded VA health care and benefits to millions of veterans. Within VA's new budget, $119 billion is set aside for medical care, which is a 22% increase over fiscal year 2022 levels. Also dedicates nearly $4 billion to administer benefits, including compensation, and $5 billion solely for implementing the PACT Act. However, that's not all there is for veterans. The more than 4,000-page bill also includes more than 60 other DAV-supported provisions to further strengthen VA health care and veteran benefits. Veterans whose clothing has been damaged by a prosthetic, skin medication, or orthopedic device, including wheelchairs, are eligible for a clothing allowance, but they were needlessly burdened by an annual application process, even for those requiring such equipment for the rest of their lives. I know I've had to help veterans apply for that clothing allowance a few times. This provision cuts the red tape, allowing the VA to provide these payments on a recurring and automatic annual basis. It also makes the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program permanent, providing employment and job training to homeless veterans, expanding Vet Center eligibility for mental health services, and getting money set aside to study suicide prevention efforts and research traumatic brain injury and PTSD in post-9/11 veterans. For a more comprehensive list of veterans provisions included in the omnibus and other legislation enacted in 2022 during the second session of the 117th Congress, check out DAV's Victories for Veterans website. According to DAV National Legislative Director Joy Ilum, we're heartened to hear so many DAV's priorities make it to the final bipartisan funding package. And a properly funded VA is crucial to providing our veterans the service and benefits they've earned. As a new Congress settles in, I encourage all DAV members to join the Commander's Action Network to stay on top of issues and take action on vital legislation. And you can find the updates to other major veterans legislation by joining DAV's Commander's Action Network at davcan.org. So some good information there, and some needed funding for additional veterans benefits.
Yep, that's good. Good to see you.
Good to see the veterans getting some support.
Absolutely. And, you know, my office is integral in doing that locally, so.
Yep, that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
That's right. And how can they find you, Josh?
We're on the lower level of the courthouse. Kind of not garden yet.
Starting to grass, a little grass appearing here and there. That's a good sign.
Yeah, but they're talking a little bit of snow later
tomorrow,
on this week.
But later.
Oh, well. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will say the next Monday, February 20th, we will be closed for President's Day. It's a national holiday, and it's a three-day weekend for government workers, banks, and other.
Courthouse going to be closed that day, then?
Courthouse will be closed that day.
All right. So, but as always, call ahead and make sure you're in.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're coming any great distance.
Yes.
All right. Very good, Josh. Well, appreciate the info. You have a great week.
You too. Sounds
and,
good.
Rest up from the weekend, and we'll see you again from a restful weekend.
Right? No rest for the weary.
Or wicked, whatever the whatever the case might be.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good.
Josh Benninger, Lackmarl Veterans Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center.